3 years ago, and at the height of the foreclosure crisis, Florida received $1 billion from the federal government to help struggling homeowners. The hardest-hit program still has more than $840 million left unspent. It's run by the Florida Housing Finance Corporation. And Monday, Democratic Senator Darren Soto called on state lawmakers to give $4 million a year for the next 3 years to help the organization get more people into the hardest-hit program.
We need to utilize and get that $840 million in the hardest-hit fund out into the streets. It's been 3 years that that money has been held hostage, and it makes no sense.
And I'm not really sure what the impetus behind that is, and we understand the concern that that the Senate has for this.
Sika Rose Green is the spokeswoman for the Florida Housing Finance Corporation. She says the hardest-hit program is working as designed, although it has been slow in moving. The program comes with money to keep it running, and Green says she doesn't know why Senate Democrats felt the need to put another $4 million into it.
We've been moving right along and using the funds that we have to be able to administer the program in good fashion.
Recently, several reports have compared the rate of homeowners getting assistance through Hardest Hit to similar programs in other states, which have already spent down almost half their funding. Green says she's confident Florida will continue using the federal dollars to support struggling homeowners with things like loan modifications and mortgage payment assistance before the program expires in 2017. For WFSU-FM, I'm Lynn Hatter.